Hi, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda. And this is The Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast.
This podcast is all about taking action and creating that badass business abundance and life that you want.
Where we share stories, laughs, wins, and epic fails to show you the whole picture of the entrepreneurial journey.
It's not just unicorns and rainbows, people.
Jump on and follow us through this raw and witty roller coaster.
Where we get down and dirty and go behind the scenes of life and entrepreneurship.
Get on it.
Get over it.
And get after it.
Hey, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda. Welcome to The Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast. We're back again and we're talking about haters.
Haters gonna hate. Don't hate the player, hate the game. What was her? She said, rotate, something like that. It cracks me up. Anywho, hey, dealing with criticism or haters or people who are naysayers in your business or in your life. And at the end of the day, they're everywhere. People throw shade. They get jealous. They don't understand. Or they're just miserable assholes.
That's what trolling is. If you want to talk about, some of my clients are just.
Yes.
Getting trolled and taking it personally, but there are people who literally make it their entire lives just to be miserable and bring other people down. And I will go so far as to say that if you want to be something great, if you want to be the best in your business, if you want to do anything, you are going to make some enemies. You're going to make some haters because people will always be jealous. I mean, not everybody, but there will always be people who are jealous who live in that fixed, you know, sad lifestyle that feels like the only way that they can get validation is to tear other people down. So if you are on the rise, if you are a bright shining star, there are going to be people throwing shade at you.
Oh, absolutely. I think we live, especially in the US, yes. You know, we have a global audience. So I would definitely say it is not just the US. I know some European countries that are also the same, but definitely more in the US where everybody feels like their opinion is the only opinion and what they have to say is valid and that they deserve to, you know, they're entitled, yes. I should say, that they're entitled to be able to spew whatever they want to spew around, regardless if it was asked for or not. And unfortunately, that is social media. Like, you are putting yourself up there in a public way for people to publicly respond or react to
or shame. Yeah, it's going to happen. And I mean, I hate to say that you're going to have to build a thick skin, but you're going to have to realize, in my opinion, that, I mean, Dr. Seuss said it best. I mean, other people, the people who matter, the opinions don't matter. I mean, well, Dr. Seuss said it way better than I did.
I remember.
Well, it's the idea that the people who matter aren't going to care what you're doing. And everybody else is going to have so many opinions about you, but it doesn't matter what their opinions are.
That's truth at a certain level. I mean, when you get the
core of who you are.
Complete throwing shade, the complete haters. But if we actually take it back and look at it, so that's like, I would say on like social media and like even like more just people almost whatever, but look at family members. Like, a lot of times, because they can be classified as haters gonna hate, right? So criticizing you maybe like jumping into entrepreneurship, or because you're just having this conversation on the way here, being a lone wolf, mm-hmm. and putting you on this certain pedestal. So it doesn't mean that it's coming from a hate, but it can feel like hate because they are afraid, or they just don't understand, or they're not willing to take their own responsibility in the situation. And so that can come out as the haters gonna hate, yeah. Type of mentality. And at the end of the day, especially entrepreneurs and small business owners, if you don't have them, even if you have them in your family, people don't understand what you go through, what you have to do, the sacrifices that you have to make, like the adaptability that you have to develop, the changes that happens to you as you navigate this. And a lot of times they are guiding you, or haters gonna hating you, through fear and protection for you.
Absolutely. It's not always coming from this place of hate, like with trollers. Sometimes it is really coming from a place of love, that they genuinely don't want to see you fail or fall. And they have a perception that they know what's best. And again, this can come from friends, this can come from families, can come from your partner. And it's all well-intended. And ultimately, you're the only one who can decide what's right for you and what's working, what's not for your business and for your empire, as it were. So if what you want to do is a big enough goal, is a strong enough goal, you have to grow thick skin around that and push forward. And we've talked about this before, like surrounding yourself with people who support you and lift you up that aren't your yes people. And sometimes, I mean, you have to navigate who you have in the room with you, people who are going to tell you like, oh, it's too big of a dream. Like, that's a crazy dream. That's never going to happen. And get into the room with people who think like, what else can you do, and challenge you. And so sometimes it's who you surround yourself with as well.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And you know, the criticism, I mean, hopefully it comes from a good place, but it doesn't always depend on your family and friends. But still, like, finding the right support. And I agree with you, not the yes people, but sometimes it's okay to have those cheerleaders who are going to absolutely cheer you. So here's some steps to actually navigate it though, because criticism is an opportunity in many different ways. So first of all, and Amanda and I have spoke a lot about this, is self-reflection. Where can we grow? Like, is there any validity to what is being said and why? So where can I like look at why this is happening, or why I'm getting this kind of response? Or I mean, some people are just jerks. We ran an ad I don't know, not too long ago, and there were some trolls on there, and they were talking about my weight and then the way that I looked, and some in very explicit ways and some in just like derogatory ways. And at the end of the day, like those are trolls, right? So there's nothing that I can, that their words are going to affect me. However, there were a couple that made comments about the way that we were looking at the camera. And I agree with them. Actually, our production company, I told them, like, because they didn't fix our eyes, because we were reading scripts. And at the end of the day, they were like, no, we can fix them. So we had to go back in and re-record some things because our eyes looked all crazy, because we kind of were looking all over the place. So that was something that we could change. So that self-reflection and saying, okay, what is in my control? What can I change? And what do I need to do moving forward? And that change could be actually even blocking people, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. And even that could be blocking people from a social media standpoint, or blocking people just from your life in general. It's not, sometimes you have to do it. You wrote a whole chapter on it in our first book, Loving from Afar.
Absolutely. Loving from Afar.
But it's part of it in that respect is putting up boundaries and really respecting yourself and what you need and what you will accept out of a relationship. And when I say relationship, I don't mean like dating. I mean, just whatever the relationship you have with the person. Set up boundaries and be really firm with protecting yourself. And it might seem selfish, but I'm really getting tired of people saying I'm selfish for taking care of your basic needs and your well-being and your confidence and your emotional support of yourself is a basic need.
Absolutely.
Like water.
Putting the mask on yourself first. If you're not breathing, how can you help others breathe? Another thing that you can do with criticism is, how can you spin it? Can you use this as fuel? Not just internally, but externally. We had a client who had some haters trolling, and we talked about like, okay, how can you turn around and actually use these points to like debunk some of what is being said out there? Yeah. And so can you spin it? Can you actually like, be able to use it to fuel momentum for you.
Yeah. And start a conversation and start a conversation with the people who do support you, who will go up against that person who doesn't. I kind of like it when people troll, because I get to say all sorts of fun things.
Yeah. I mean,
depends on the type of troll.
I like being sassy too. So I do enjoy it. And you know, as far as it, since we're talking about social media, as far as social media is concerned, negative comments or positive comments, they're not counting either, or they're counting the activity. So with the algorithm shit, like,
yeah, talk it up. Like,
it's actually helping you.
Yeah. I mean, those people are still views. I mean, it's actually something that was used, a lot of politicians use this. They'll say something really controversial, and then the opposite party will comment, "I can't believe this." And they'll start sharing, "I can't believe this. This is like, did you see this? Did you see this?" And it actually boosts their numbers because
Yes.
they're spreading all of that controversy. And a lot of people just believe in spreading controversy for controversy, which annoys me. However, that's a big political move. A lot of politicians do that in order to boost their numbers, and it works.
It
So
does
if you're
work.
getting those kind of comments, ride it, ride the wave.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously you want to live within your own values and integrity. And this is one place where I know I've struggled with some because I don't I it's not that I won't be sassy back, but I'm over it.
Like,
Like,
I won't engage.
yeah, I won't engage. And I know better. Like, I know that I can actually like ride that and increase the fuss. So do as we say, not as we do.
Sometimes I engage, sometimes I don't. It's a choice. Like,
Yeah.
and sometimes you can tell based on the comment, like how, like if it's a full-on troll who's never gonna have any sort of reasonable conversation, I don't engage. But if it's somebody who has a valid point that I can start a conversation, then I'll be more inclined to, engage.
Yeah, and you have to remember people's perception or their perception too. So
Yeah.
not all criticism is negative or coming from a negative place. So even online, they just might differ in their opinion. It's funny, I actually on LinkedIn one time had somebody repost one of my posts, and I can't remember what post it was, but she was like, I have to, and she was polite. She wasn't like a troll. She's actually one of my follower, pretty active follower. We comment a lot back and forth, but she said, I have to disagree with Lynn and da-da, this is why da-da-da-da. And I think it was like the hustle culture kind of comment. And the thing is she actually misinterpreted what I was saying. But it started a dialogue. So I was able to have this like conversation back and forth, and it was really beautiful. So just because even if it was that she didn't agree with my point of view, I love that and I want to learn more because my opinion is just that, my perception is just that. And so really learning and growing from that, perceived criticism and or hate is gonna hate kind of like mentality is absolutely an asset if you allow it to be.
Yes, but that's coming from a space of emotional intelligence, which is not always the case with social media.
Correct. But we can have more
But
social intelligence. At the end of the day, you can have more social intelligence. I mean, I pride myself on working on that and like trying to be ground. There are some times where I'm not and I have to walk away or I get like definitely pop off at the mouth. But yeah,
I don't know what
the
that's like at
saying,
all. I've never done
you can
that.
take the girl out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the girl for show. For show. But with that being said, like, can use it as opportunity. But going back to kind of the clear point is when you receive the haters gonna hate and the criticism, I think it is important to say, okay, is there any validity in this? Really, truly, take a look at ourselves. What's in our control? What do we, if we need to change, if that's creating boundaries are really important. It's also developing resilience, which I think a lot of us lack in today's age, but resilience is a muscle. You can absolutely develop it. But if you completely and there's a difference between reacting and responding as well, which we didn't go through. So reacting is you just pop off at the mouth. I've definitely done that. And responding is you actually take a breath and think about how you're going to respond. And is it even valuable to respond? I used to have a friend, I mean, he's still a friend, but he would often say, like, is it going to matter in 5 years? And I think that came from a book. I can't remember exactly, but is it going to matter in 5 years? Like, is it that? And I'll ask my clients a lot of times, is it absolutely essential for you to respond to that? Like, what do you want out of that response? And because sometimes it's not, sometimes it's engagement, sometimes it's to fuel, sometimes it's just to try to put somebody in their place. But at the end of the day, you can't control others. All you can do is control yourself, how you engage with it, and how you move forward from it.
Absolutely. You can only control your own things, not everybody else's, much to my chagrin.
Yeah. Any last points, Amanda? And hate is going to hate.
Just know that it's not a reflection of you, that that's their thing. So if they're bringing something up to you, it's usually a reflection of what's going on in their life, not necessarily anything to do with what you said.
Yeah.
So worth a look into that.
Absolutely. That's a good one. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Make sure you're hitting subscribe, sending these podcasts to somebody who you feel needs to hear a little bit of Lynn and Amanda and some badassery.
All right.
Till next time.
Get after it.
All right, everyone. It's not enough to just listen.
Now you've got to put it into action.
We are so excited to see what you do next.
If you enjoyed our show, please leave us a review on iTunes.
And to find out more about what we're doing, visit us at thepursuitofbadassery.com.